My guest at this time is Matt Kibbe. He's the president and CEO of FreedomWorks, one of the organizations most closely linked to the Tea Party movement over the past couple of years. He's also the author of the new book, Hostile Takeover, Resisting Centralized Government's Stranglehold on America. And Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, the Tea Party originally got started around Tax Day 2009. There was not a lot of happiness, certainly, to say the least, with the president's stimulus plan and other ideas of how he wanted to grow the government. Healthcare was certainly another issue in 2009 and 2010 that got people moving out into the protests with their feet. What do you think the Supreme Court decision from last week is likely to do to the Tea Party's activity and movement over the next few months before the election day?
Oh, I really think it's reignited a fire in people who, time and again, they go to the polls, they show up at protests, they go to town hall meetings, thinking that they've sent the message to senior management in Washington, D.C. that enough is enough, that we want more individual freedom, more consumer responsibility, less top-down solutions dictated from the smartest guys in Washington, D.C., and yet here we go again. The Supreme Court and Justice Roberts made it very clear. He said, in effect, I'm not going to do this. If the people want personnel changes, if they want policy changes, they're going to have to do it for themselves. And that sounds like a mandate to me, and it sounds like a different type of individual mandate. And I was in Ohio all weekend, and this was a statewide gathering of Tea Partiers, and the size of the crowd literally doubled on Friday registration. So clearly there's going to be a lot of energy in this election.
So you're not concerned, it sounds like, that now that the Supreme Court has validated the law by whatever explanation, that more people are going to accept it even if they don't necessarily like it. Sounds like you think they're going to be more fired up than ever.
Oh, I think so. I think, and that was certainly the sense this weekend. Anger and frustration turned immediately into resolve. And what's different about the Tea Party circa 2012 is that we're already connected. We're already built out community by community. We have an ability now to literally mobilize the troops and educate people with the push of a button on our keyboard.
There have been some Tea Party organizations that I've spoken with in recent months, Matt, where they say now, as opposed to 2010, where they were definitely talking about ideas, but also got pretty involved in some specific campaigns, including Republican primaries, that this year they're more about the ideology than about specifically electing different people. What's the FreedomWorks approach on that?
I think that's true, and the beauty of this decentralized movement is everything's on a voluntary basis. Nobody gets to tell anybody else what to do. And the evolution of the Tea Party has gotten more into ideas. You're actually seeing Tuesday book clubs where people read the founders or they pick up Hayek's Road to Serfdom. And I think that's important. That leads to a more sustained social movement as opposed to a political uprising. That said, I'm seeing more and more people that want to do get out the vote as well. And the beauty of a community that's connected is when it comes time to do get out the vote, you can do that. But then you can go back to working on ideas or just gathering as a social community. That's what sustainability in political reform is going to be all about.
You mentioned that this could be a huge issue come November. Of course, the Republican nominee is just assuredly to be Mitt Romney. And of course, this was one of the issues that had a lot of conservatives wondering whether he was the right guy. And ultimately, once it became clear that he's going to win the nomination, the party seemed to rally around him pretty extensively. Do you think he's going to be effective at taking on Obama over an issue where Obama at least claims that he got a lot of his ideas from what Romney did in Massachusetts?
Well, we were certainly pretty tough on Mitt Romney in the primaries, particularly over Romney care. But I think the difference today is that nobody is going to put their unchecked faith in a better chief executive, a Republican candidate for president. They're going to be looking to build out the Senate and build out the House in a way that is more accountable to the demands of the people. And we're not going to wait for the president to solve our problems for us. We're going to put that legislation on his desk.
We're talking with Matt Kibbe. He is the president and CEO of FreedomWorks. His book is Hostile Takeover. I don't know if it's one of the books that's being discussed in these book clubs at the various Tea Party gatherings, Matt, but it may be soon. The big idea in your book here seems to be that this is a country that was founded on freedom, not top-down rules from the government dictating to people what they can and cannot do. And, of course, the healthcare debate is a microcosm of that. What is your general path towards a reversal of that and getting back to the idea of American freedom being the hallmark of this country and our economy?
You know, I find that the answer to all of our policy problems and even our the political challenge today is more focus on bottom-up, more focus on individual, empowering patients, empowering voters, empowering students and parents. We actually have answers to these problems, but the political system, the senior management, is more interested in expanding their power than getting back to these founding principles that I say made the American enterprise so great in the first place. We have to start with incentivizing politicians to do the right thing. We know what those ideas are, but we do have this decentralization going on, this disintermediation of politics and information and our ability to connect with each other. I think that is a paradigm shift. It's not just a political uprising. I think it's a fundamental change in how politics is going to work in the future.
And you kind of give the idea that just about anyone who's been in Washington a long time, probably with some exceptions, kind of needs to go. This is not a one-party scrubbing that needs to happen here.
No, this is a challenge to the insider mentality. Certainly the political class, but also the crony capitalists and the public employees unions and all of the special interests that get on their G5 and fly to Washington and try to cut a deal with the committee chairman. That's the way things used to be done. And it was a very closed system. Little information snuck past the castle walls to get back to the people paying the bills. That's changed. I mean, we now have almost immediate access to what the committee chairman's up to what the legislation says, to who shows up where, and that transparency, that decentralization is everything now. The customers actually know what the CEO is up to, and I think that's a powerful dynamic.
Matt, exit question here. If folks are trying to determine which potential candidates might be best to bring a new attitude to Washington and restore that bottom-up type of philosophy, it was freedom in the American family, freedom in the American workplace, and so forth. What are some of the best questions, the best question or two to kind of ask themselves and ask the different candidates to determine which ones are really ready to go about that type of approach in Washington and which ones just want to get elected?
You know, I think one question we had asked a lot, which probably takes on a little less relevance now, was the candidates' understanding of the Commerce Clause. Did they believe in an expansive federal power that would allow the federal government to do anything, or did they believe in limits on that? To me, the favorite question I like to ask, particularly Republicans, is, okay, you're against Obamacare. That's great. What are you for? What kind of solution do you believe in? And the candidates that I like actually explain how to put patients back into the process, empower them as consumers, and get middlemen out of the process, which means fixing the tax code and the biases there. It means getting away from an employer-based system to an individual-based system. To me, what we do when we repeal Obamacare is everything now, because clearly the status quo is broken. It's corrupted by too much government already.
Matt, we'll have to leave it there, and we'll certainly be in touch with you as the campaign plays out here the next few months. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Matt Kibbe is president and CEO of FreedomWorks. His book is Hostile Takeover, Resisting Centralized Government's Stranglehold on America. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.